People are warming up a little bit to price tags on carbon. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A lot of economists like the idea of putting a price on the use of fossil fuels as a way to tackle climate change. But it's been a hard sell politically. A new report on this is out from the National Surveys on Energy and Environment. It looks at Americans' opinions on policies like carbon taxes and cap and trade over the last 10 years. Barry Rabe is a professor at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan.
We found over time that the public is really divided on a carbon price. We've noticed an uptick in the last 2 years, 2016 and 2017, so that now actually a slightly larger number of Americans support a national carbon tax than oppose.
He says recently, more states are looking at taking steps to combat climate change.
And I think we'll know a lot more after this coming election, certainly in Michigan and other states. Can you talk about a carbon price and survive politically?
Rabe says after the Trump administration announced it planned to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement, more state officials have started considering ways to combat climate change. And that includes carbon taxes or cap and trade programs. This is the Environment Report. If you've ever tried to keep a raccoon out of your trash can, you know they're smart. New research looks at how animals with complex cognitive abilities might do better in cities, but might end up in more conflicts with people. Sarah Benson Amram is an assistant professor in the Department of Zoology and Physiology at the University of Wyoming, and she joins me by Skype. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
What are the abilities that the animals that we call nuisance animals have that help them survive in cities?
We think there's a lot of different cognitive abilities, like the ability to solve new problems, we call it innovation, or the ability to act flexibly. So, for example, if one solution to a problem, like you know how to open a regular trash can, isn't working because, for example, the owner of that trash can put a bungee cord on top, do you just sort of bang your head against the trash can and give up, or do you try and find different ways to solve that problem?
You've written about how some animals' abilities can end up leading them into conflict with people. For example, the ability of crows to remember.
Sure. There's fascinating work done out of the University of Washington by John Marsloff and colleagues, and they've really shown very convincingly that crows recognize people, and they recognize people by their faces, and they can sort of categorize people as either being helpful humans or scary humans, or humans that might, you know, hurt them in some respect. And so based on how they remember people and categorize them, then they behave differently. And in some senses that can bring them into conflict with people, in other senses it can actually help them to avoid people who might do harm to them.
What do we need to better understand about animal intelligence to potentially reduce conflicts with people?
I think there's a lot. So we're just starting to get into even studying urban wildlife, and in particular studying the cognition of urban wildlife. But in our paper, we identified what we think are several key cognitive abilities that we can look at further. One of those is spatial memory, the ability of animals to categorize different objects based on whether they're beneficial or harmful. Would be really useful, as well as just looking more into learning and problem-solving abilities.
Sarah Benson Amram is an assistant professor in the Department of Zoology and Physiology at the University of Wyoming. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.